when you're feeling a way you don't prefer or doing something you'd rather not be doing that's not serving your highest good, do you have to understand why you're engaging in that thought or feeling or behavior before you can flip it? And well, that's right.
And so what we witness with those of you here in a journey of growth and awakening that you often desire because you live in the concept of linear time. You believe that there is always something that causes something. And we actually do believe in consequence and our patterns. And yet, when you believe that understanding is the first thing that will set you free, it is not always the truth. You can often understand. You often understand where things are created, the patterns that you're exploring. You often see the repetition of what you're doing. And yet, the knowing of the repetition, the knowing of the understanding where it began, does not set you free. Always, always, it is, as we have been sharing with you this evening, it is always starting from where you are and seeking to align to that which you prefer. And in the understanding, there is never something that you prefer, unless it's understanding. And yet, you have not prepaved the way, you have not aligned to the vibration of feeling joyous in the understanding. Instead, you seem to have a habit of understanding and feeling victimized. And so if you enjoy the understanding, if you enjoy the puzzling, and some minds do like to do that, then we would say first align to the powerful feeling of gratitude, the excitement, the aha, the upliftment of the understanding, because then that would set you up to move forward. And yet so often we see that in seeking the understanding, you go into a lower frequency of blame, and it does not serve you to feel powerful and move forward from there.
Thank you so much.
Very good question.